Hello, folks. It's Sean Mice here, and now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. We're going to get into optimizing for growth and maximizing for growth so that you're really able to grow to the next level, so that you're able to go from where you're at right now to where you want to go in the future. And at this point, as we enter into this, I'm making the assumption that you have the basics in place. I'm making the assumption you have that content presence, you have that email presence, you have products, you have a membership, and you have coaching. So you have all of those pieces in place. Okay. Or maybe you're listening to this, you don't have them yet, but you want to know what to do when you have them. Well, this is going to be what to do when you have them. Okay. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take out a sheet of paper. I just want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write some numbers on it. And the first number I want you to write is 1,000 visits. So I want you to imagine you have a 20% conversion rate of visitors to subscribers. You have a 20% conversion rate, so that's going to give you 200 subscribers. And then I want you to imagine you have one product that converts at 3%. So 200 subscribers, 3% of them buy your one product, you'll make 6 sales. And I want you to imagine you have one upsell, so something that's of higher value, and 33% of the people that buy your first product buy your upsell. And then I want you to imagine that one person out of 1,000 visits becomes a coaching client. So in this picture, you have 1,000 visits, 200 subscribers, 6 sales, 2 upsells, and 1 coaching client. Okay, now, one way to grow your business would be to get 10 times more visits. So you get 10 times as many visits. You have 10,000 visits, gives you 2,000 subscribers, gives you 60 sales, gives you 20 upsells, and gives you 10 coaching clients. That's one way to do it. And, in fact, many people, that's how they're trying to build their business, just more traffic, more traffic, more traffic, more traffic. The truth of the matter is it's not easy to drive more traffic and more traffic and more traffic. It's really not. And some of the easiest traffic you'll ever drive is your first 1,000 visits. Because you've gotten the easy people online that are really hunting around, and they found you. To get that next 1,000 visits each month, you've got to go a little bit deeper. You've got to maybe get into some longer-tailed keywords. This gets harder and harder and harder. So to try to grow your business just through traffic usually isn't going to just explode your business unless you have some really cool conversion numbers. Okay, now, I want you to now contrast the exact same number of visits, and we're going to do this with exactly the same number of visits. Now, we could have doubled visits, and then all the numbers would grow even bigger, but I just want to use the same number of visitors. I want you to have the same number of visitors. I want you to imagine instead of a 20% conversion rate to opt-in, you get a 30%. So instead of 200 subscribers, you get 300 subscribers each month. Now, I want you to imagine now that you have the same 3% conversion rate to product one, so you'd make 9 sales. And I want you to imagine you have 3 products instead of one. Now you'd have 27 sales. So instead of 6 sales, same number of visits, instead of 6 sales, you're going to have 27. A 4.5 times increase with the same number of visits by only making 2 changes. One is 50% more subscribers, and two is 3 products instead of one. We didn't even increase the conversion rate. Now, if we increase the conversion rate to 5%, okay, so 5% times 300 would be 15 sales, times 3 products would be 45. What if we did times 5 products? We'd have 75. I mean, we could literally, by having 5 products and go from a 3% to a 5% conversion rate, we could go from 6 sales to 75 sales on the same 1,000 visits. You know, I didn't do that. Because I don't want this to be some imaginary, hypothetical pipe dream. I want this to be real. So I'm not changing the conversion rate, but I want you to see how easily you're able to kind of move to the next level and get like 4.5 times more sales on the same number of visits. Hey, now, if we do this and we say that a third of the people that were buying sales before are buying upsells, now we have a third buying upsells as well, so we have 9 upsells. Instead of one coaching client, maybe we have 5, all on the same number of visits. Now, we could have doubled our visits. We could have increased our conversion rate. You can run these numbers any way you want. And you could end up with like 20 times more sales. You know, we could say we could get 120 or 240 sales on 2,000 visits with 600 subscribers with a 5 or 6% conversion rate times 5 or 6 products. But, again, I don't want this to be so big it feels like a pipe dream. I just want you to see it in black and white that a few changes can make a huge, huge difference in the dollars that are coming in. Just a huge difference. In order to make that happen, what we've got to do is make small incremental changes into everything that we do. So we want to make small incremental changes to our products to get them to sell a little better. Maybe instead of one membership, we have three. You know, one of the things we talk about is having multiple products. Well, why not multiple memberships? You know, memberships are so easy to create. You know, a product, maybe you have 6 hours of training, goes into a product, you sell it one time. A membership, you could take 6 hours of training and spread it out over 6 months and have folks paying $100 every single month for that month's recording, and maybe you do a live interview, and maybe you do a live case study, and that's your membership. But maybe that's in one topic. Maybe your niche has four topics. Could you have four memberships? And these are automated. Once you create the training, you just put the training into the automated, you know, whether you're using membership software or your autoresponder, you just put the content in there, and it drip feeds out automatically. If you have one membership, you could have four memberships or eight memberships. Another thing we want to work on for continually improving growth and constantly improving the funnel is conversion rates. You know, changing sales letters from 3% to 4% to 5%. You know, and I'll tell you, sometimes I have clients come to me and they say, well, you know, can you help me write like the perfect sales letter? Well, yeah, I could probably help you write a great sales letter. I don't know if it'd be perfect, but I could help you write a great sales letter. But the truth of the matter is that if I help you write your sales letter and I'm using my language, it's not going to connect with your subscribers the same way as if you write it. Okay, now, let's give me a little bit of credit and say I've been doing this a long time, and so maybe I can kind of combine your words with mine to come up with something that'll work for them but also kind of uses my experience. And so maybe we're able to come up with something that converts pretty well, okay? Now, unfortunately, with, you know, the number of people who want to interact with me, if I were to spend 10 or 15 hours doing this with every single client, you know, I'd be able to meet the needs of three clients a week, 150 clients a month, or 150 clients a year. And well, the truth of the matter is, you listening to me right now might not even be possible because I wouldn't have the time to create training like this. And so the truth of the matter is, if let's say you've researched, you know, just having somebody write your sales letter for you, and you found that you can get somebody to do it for $5,000 or $10,000, which could be a great investment, you know, if you're going to sell this thing over and over and over again in the future. But I'll tell you what I have discovered works really well. You take a basic sales formula and just do the best you can and put the sales letter up. I mean, as long as you just haven't done a really bad job. And most people don't. I mean, you care. You care enough to do a good job. You care enough to give it your best. You're going to start making sales. You do that for a few months, and you find that your sales letter converts at 2 or 3% anyway. Why? Because the people on your list are bonding with you, and when you tell them that you have XYZ product that's going to change their life, they believe you. They don't need any fancy, schmancy, hypey, super-duper persuasive sales letter copy from some expensive, highfalutin copywriter. They just want you to tell them it's going to work and make a bullet point list of all the things that's inside of it that's going to make it work for them. You may be listening to me right now and you go, Sean, that would never work. But the thing is, I've seen it work before. I've seen it work before, folks, and I would encourage you to do it for yourself. Go ahead. Take some of my sales letter training. Go ahead, take somebody else's sales letter training. Take some really basic sales letter training. I mean, don't just try to wing this like a love letter. Okay, take some training and then give it your best shot and start telling your subscribers about it. You might be surprised at what happens. Seriously, you might be surprised at what happens. And even if you only convert at 2 or 3% conversion rate, then you're able to go in and say, okay, now I have some confidence. Every 100 people that read this page, two of them buy. What can I do to get that to 4? So then you start looking at the sales letter, and you really dig into it, and you ask yourself, what could I change? Could I make that paragraph more powerful? You know, could I throw in some real people's problems here? Could I go get a consult with someone to help me improve my headline? Could I use some website split testing software to split test some headlines and some closes and some stories and some price points? My guess is if you were to write your own basic sales letter and start getting a 2% conversion rate, and then you were to go in and just create 3 or 4 headline versions, 3 or 4 story versions, 3 or 4 pricing points, or 3 or 4 bonus packages, and 3 or 4, let's say 3 or 4 different closes or something like that. My guess is your conversion rate would double just by doing that optimization. Because when you put it into the split tester, the split tester is going to tell you headline 1 outperforms all the others. Story 2 outperforms all the others. Price 3 outperforms all the others. All those bullet points outperform a different set of bullet points. And when you take the best headline with the best story, with the best price, with the best bullets, a lot of times you can see a doubling or maybe even a tripling of conversion rate. Obviously, I can't promise you anything like that because, I mean, I don't know what you're working with. I mean, if you don't put any thought into it and you just come up with the four worst headlines in the whole world, well, you may not see a whole lot of improvement. If you're really trying, you know, you're really trying, and you're looking at other people's sales letters that send you. I'm not talking about copying anybody word for word, but, you know, sometimes you read a headline and, you know, it starts out with, you know, discover the secrets to XYZ. You go, wow, I could use that in my copy. I could go discover the secret to, and then whatever it is that's going on in your business. So with just a little bit of tweaks, you can take your conversion to the next level. With just a little bit of tweaks, you can take your conversion to the next level. Now, one of the things that we've talked about is products and having multiple products. And I want to come back to this. I really want to come back to this, and I want to dig into this. Because the easiest single way to increase your revenue, if you already have at least one product, is to create a second product. Because, you see, if you've got a list of 1,000 people and 50 of them have bought your first product, if you sell a second product and you were able to make 50 sales of the first one, you probably make 50 sales of the second one if you follow the same procedure. But what you're going to find is you're going to get additional sales from people who also bought your first one. So instead of just getting 50 new sales, you're going to get 20 people maybe who bought your first one. So your second product sells 70 units. A month later, you come up with a third product. And that third product sells 50 units to cold clients, sells 20 units to people that bought product one, and then sells another 20 units to people that bought product two. So your third product creates 90 sales. Next month you come out and you create a fourth product and you do 110 sales. And then the next month you come out and you create another product and you do 130 sales of that one. You're making more and more sales every time you create a new product. And you're putting all of those products into a sales funnel. You're putting all those products into a sales funnel. So going into the future, when a new prospect comes in, they get exposed to product one as if they've never seen it before. Well, they haven't. They're a new prospect. A month later, they're exposed to product number two, except since it's automated, instead of waiting a month because it takes you a month to create another product, they, in the automated sequence, they're exposed to product two after 2 weeks. They're exposed to product three after 4 weeks. And then they're also exposed to product number nine when you create it live. Every single month, new prospects are getting exposed to two new products that are new to them, plus your current new product of the month. So new prospects are coming in, and they're getting exposed to three products every single month until they kind of catch up with where you're creating them live. Wow. How many more sales would you be making than right now, than you are right now, if you had 10 products 10 months from now? How many more sales would you be making? Right now, you've already sold everybody on your list that wants product one, right? How do you know? Because every time you send an email out, you don't make any sales. But they like you. They're not unsubscribing. But if you create another product, they buy the other product. And sometimes people say, well, I don't want to wait 10 months. Well, do it in 5 months. Do it in 10 weeks. Do it in 10 days. Here's the thing. Where were you 10 months ago? Where was your business? Where was your business 10 months ago? Was it? How did it compare to today? Probably looks very similar to what it does today, right? But here's the thing. The last 10 months came and went. The next 10 months are going to come and go. The next 10 months of your life are going to come and go. A couple of extraordinary types of things happen. Okay. So, you know, unless you die, or unless the world ends as we know it, the next 10 months are going to come and go. And here's the thing. If you don't create a product every month for the next 10 months because you don't want it to take 10 months, when 10 months gets here, you'll still only have one product. But if, on the other hand, you go out and just create one product a month because you know 10 months is going to get here anyway, then 10 months from now you'll have 10 products. And how would your life change if you had 10 products in your funnel right now? Well, the truth of the matter is, right now is going to be here. And in 10 months, 10 months is going to be right now. Because right now is not going to exist very long. Right now is going to be gone tomorrow. But in 10 months, there'll be a new right now. And you could have 10 products in your funnel. Same thing with memberships. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but same thing with memberships. You could have a membership for every topic you have a product for. And you could even outsource the content. You could go to various, imagine in your niche, if you were to start a new membership and you were to go to all of your competitors and you were to say, how would you feel if I were to give you, if I were to introduce all of my paying members to you? The only thing you have to do is be willing to let me interview you for 45 minutes. And all of my paying members will get to hear your voice next month. My guess is a lot of your competitors would say, yeah, absolutely. You won't even have to pay them a penny. All they'll want is for you to give their URL so that somebody can visit their website. And you really don't care if your prospects visit your competitors' websites now, do you? Because they've already bought all the products they're going to buy from you, and they've already enrolled in your membership, and you introducing your competitor to them is actually a service. I've done that in the past where I've recommended books or products, and occasionally I lose a client. I mean, occasionally somebody, you know, might go wherever I send them for some additional information, and they go, boy, I like this person better than I like Sean. That happens sometimes. And you know, the truth of the matter is, if that happens, you know what? May God's blessing be on them. Why? Because they're with the right person at the right time. Maybe I'm not the right coach for them. I may not be the right coach for you. I may be able to teach you X, Y, and Z, but not A, B, and C. And so if somebody moves to another coach because you recommended that they listen to a 45-minute interview, they probably would have left you sometime anyway. But the truth of the matter is, what I've discovered is that most of the time when I recommend someone listen to somebody else's training, they come back to me and they say, thank you for introducing me. Thank you. That really helped. Well, who do they give credit to for learning the new material? They give me credit. If I interview somebody and they learn something from that, who do they give credit? They give me as much or more credit. I believe it. I believe they give me as much as more credit for learning, for them being able to learn it, than they give the person that actually taught it. Now, obviously, we all know who taught the material. But, you see, information is just floating around out there all the time anyway. It's just a matter of being directed to it. And the information business is all about relationships and directing people to things. And my business as an info marketer is to get people hooked up with the right things. Now, those right things might be my training, but sometimes the right things might be somebody else's. And you could create multiple memberships. You could even outsource it all. You could hire an assistant that interviews 10 of your competitors every month for 10 of your memberships. And every membership, you could have clients that are members of multiple memberships. Okay, now, let's talk about coaching programs. Could you have multiple coaching programs? Okay, this really bridges into a different arena. And here's why. Yes, in theory, you could have multiple coaching programs. The limiting factor with coaching programs is, well, the coaching element. The memberships are automated. Yeah, you can hire an assistant to go do an interview. You're paying them. I mean, obviously, it's fresh every month, so it's not fully automated. But from your perspective, you're not doing a lot of work. Same thing with the products. Once you record them, you put them out there, you're not doing the work anymore. Just like you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, and maybe thousands of people have listened to this exact same training in the past. Maybe thousands more will listen to this training in the future. But the truth of the matter is, I didn't have to do any more work after I did the initial training, whether 10 people listened to it or 10 million people listened to it. But with coaching, if you're actually coaching and talking to people, you got to be there. Okay, now, I want to cover a couple of things. Number one, what some people do is they outsource their coaching. You could outsource your coaching. I don't buy into that. I don't believe that outsourcing the coaching is the best thing for the client, and I'm gonna be really tepid here. I'm gonna be lukewarm here, and I'm gonna say in most cases. Now, obviously, if you can go out there and you can create the perfect training system that perfectly trains all your coaches to teach it exactly the same way that you would, then yes, in theory, your coaches could deliver the exact same material. But I tell you one thing that I feel like I'm observing in the marketplace is that people get success stories as coaches, and then they go out and they say, I don't have time to coach anymore. So then they codify their material, and they hire people to do the coaching. And you know what I believe I'm seeing? Not as many success stories are coming out of these secondhand coaches. Now, there could be a lot of different reasons for that, and I don't want to go any deeper on that than this right here. But I just want to say I'm just not the biggest fan of kind of farming out and outsourcing coaching. And I believe in certain circumstances it can be done. And so for that reason, I don't want to push you to have multiple coaching programs. But what I do want to say is that you can take your coaching program and make it more and more and more efficient over time. And so let's say initially you have 100 clients in your coaching program, and you have an open Q&A call, and, you know, only a percentage show up, especially if you're offering recordings. You know, 15 people out of the 100 show up, you answer one question a person, you got 100 people in your coaching program paying you X number of dollars a month, you want to grow. One way would be to create a second coaching program, and maybe that's reasonable. Maybe you say, okay, I'll do 2 coaching hours a week, and that's fine. This is something, though, you probably can't scale it to 10. Just not humanly possible, especially if you're doing all the other things that you need to be doing in your business. I mean, the whole idea of this information business, or a lot of this idea of the information business, is having some free time and, you know, kind of not being tied to that job. And if you're bringing on more and more work where you have to be personally involved, it kind of goes against that. The coaching program should almost be like a privilege for people that are willing to pay a little bit more, but it's not something that you can just oversell. It's not something you can sell and sell and sell. Whereas a product, a million people could buy that product, and the delivery is still going to be the same. A million people could join the membership, and the delivery is still going to be the same. There are a few ways that you can scale up your coaching program. And one way would be to go from having live Q&A where you're personally taking the call to moderated live Q&A. And so when somebody has a question, they ask the question to someone on your staff, a virtual assistant or an assistant, and that assistant screens the question. If the question has been answered in a prior Q&A, and if you've been doing this for 2 years and you record all of your sessions and you document what did you teach in what questions on which day, 80% of all the questions people ask should already be covered. And so your assistant simply says, hey, Sean's already taught on that particular component. After the call, we'll send you the track to the answer to that. And so then you're only answering the new questions that are coming along, and I believe you could probably get in the range of 300 to 500 people if you're doing something moderated like that. Okay, then you can take it to another step, and you could have people send in email questions so that they would email the questions in ahead of time. Once again, your assistant would go through anything you've already taught on before. They would send the answer out. Now maybe they're even going farther than just Q&A, but any of your products, if one of your products solves the problem, they're sending the product track out. And you get to where you're only really answering 5% of the questions. And because you've got the questions in advance in front of you, you're not using any thinking time on that coaching call. You can just answer the questions. They're just right there in front of you. I mean, you could maybe have 1,000 or 2,000 people on a coaching call if you had fully moderated Q&A. Okay, so those are some of the ways that you're able to scale up. And so what we've gone through here is we've gone through scaling up the products so that you have multiple products, scaling up the memberships so that you have more memberships, and scaling up the coaching programs so that you have more and more people that are involved in your coaching programs. And you'll notice that conspicuously, one of the things I haven't shared with you right now is the concept of generating more revenue by having upsells and additional higher advanced types of products and trainings. And so I just want to say I've specifically left that out of here because I want this optimization and maximization to be easy. Because the truth of the matter is, if you only have one product, you're probably not qualified to create an advanced training that's 10 times the price of your one product. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, because obviously I don't know you personally. If you're listening to this training, I don't know your situation personally. But if you only have one product, I can almost guarantee you, you're far better off spending your next 3 months creating 9 more products so that you have 10 products on 10 topics rather than creating a high-priced product that you may not have the tools to sell anyway. Okay? Once you have multiple products, and maybe in the course of creating multiple products, you get an idea for an advanced training, you create it, you realize that you can put a 4x price tag on it and that it would sell well, you put it into your marketplace, and you begin selling this upsell. Or maybe on down the road you say, I've created 12 products, 3 of them, I'm going to combine them together as a special upsell offer. And so as you can see, just creating your products will give you upsell opportunities. And so I really believe that the best place for you to do your maximization and conversion increasing is through creating multiple products rather than going for higher and higher price tags. Okay? You want higher and higher price tags, I believe that the coaching program is a place to do that. So people are able to come in and they're able to buy multiple products, but then when they get to you get to a place where you want them to be able to buy at higher levels, I believe that the place to do that is in your coaching program, and you can create a higher priced coaching program. Okay, I want to cover one more thing in terms of continually improving for growth with your constantly improving funnel. And that's the content that you have out there on the web. Here's the thing. If you have 10 products and you have 5 memberships and you're constantly growing coaching program, if you're not constantly exposing yourself to more and more and more people who want to come in to become those initial buyers, to become those initial product buyers, to become those initial members, to become those initial coaching clients, your business isn't going to grow past a certain level. And one of the things that we've discovered is that one of the easiest ways to increase the number of people coming into your website long term is by creating more and more legitimately original, fresh, cutting-edge content, putting it on your website, and then announcing it to the world. And, letting people know through your social media contacts, everybody you know through social media, everybody you know in the forums that you're a part of, the other websites that you're a part of, any communities that you're part of in your niche, all of those places should be notified that you have some new content here. All of your subscribers should be notified of it. What's going to happen is if you've created good content, that content can become viral. The search engines see that multiple sources are kind of recommending your particular content for a certain keyword or certain keyword phrase. And those types of things, combined with the traffic and combined with the social media involvement, tend to lead the search engines to move your content kind of higher and higher up the chain. You know, one of the things, I don't like to talk about it very much, is search engine optimization. And here's why I don't like to talk about it very much, is because I believe that most of the time it's misused. Most of the time it's misused. You know, folks create one piece of content or 10 pieces of content and then want to go spend $500 a month for someone to optimize their content by driving a bunch of fake links to their content to trick the search engines into believing that that content should rate highly. Now, SEO in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing. However, I would submit to you that if all you're doing is creating the fresh content, telling everybody you know about it, having it linked to on every website that you have a reasonable access to, okay, if there's any kind of reasonable respect, your clients like you, so they're liking and plussing your content, they're sharing your content, then maybe add a little bit of SEO or link building, maybe. I don't think that most of the time it's even necessary, but let's just say that you really want to do it. Then, once that full content network is in place, you've got 1,000 articles out there, then maybe you do a little bit of SEO or link building, a little bit. And notice, contrast this to the other model, the one we see most people doing, you know, writing one article a month and then spending hundreds of dollars optimizing it. Why not write 100 articles a month and not spend anything optimizing it? And what I find happens is that content network will gain more traction than any kind of SEO that you're able to do. Okay? And that's not to say that an ideal solution might be to create tons of content and then do a little bit of SEO. The bottom line is I really believe in today's market, if you want to stand out, if you want to sell more products, you want to have more members, if you want to have more coaching clients, you want to have more content. You want to have more expert-level content. You want to have cutting-edge content. You want to go out there and be the leading cutting-edge expert in your niche and write new articles every day. Do guest posting and guest blogging and blogging every day. Record videos every day or once a week. Give people a reason to spend their time on your website instead of anybody else's. You know, one of the things that we use as a marker in the industry, you know, about how sticky somebody's website is, you know, this idea of stickability is how long does somebody stay on your website or how long does somebody stick to your website? If they'll stay on your website for 10 minutes but your competitors for only 2, they're probably going to spend more money on your website. And plus, if they're spending time on your website, they're not on somebody else's. If they're spending time on your YouTube channel, they're not on somebody else's. But if you only have 10 pieces of content or 10 videos, you're not going to be able to capture their attention long run. You're not going to be able to send them back again and again and again. But when you have thousands of articles or hundreds or maybe thousands of videos, then you are in a position to be able to capture someone's mind share for days and days and months, so that when they go to make a buying decision in your niche, they will naturally choose you because you are first and foremost in their mind. So we kind of opened this segment with this kind of an imaginary scenario where we don't even increase visitors. We don't even increase visitors. But what we do is we just, in a small way, we increase opt-in rate. We don't increase conversion rates on our products. We just increase the number of products that we have. We don't increase the percentage upsell percentage. We just have the upsells. And just the nature of selling more products, we have more coaching clients. And that is the very tip of the iceberg. Then we've layered on all of these things. We've layered on having 5, 10, 15 products. We've layered on having 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 memberships. We've layered on being able to have a coaching program that can expand to hundreds of members. We've layered on all of these additional pieces. What kind of growth can you get with that same 1,000 visitors? Then when we layer on the additional content, we layer on the additional articles and blog posts and videos, we're able to grow those visitors even more. Then our product sales grow, our memberships grow, our coaching program clients grow. Over time, we're building some upsells and we're growing all of those things. We become cemented on the web as the go-to person in your particular niche. And I believe that when you put all of these things in place, you'll be amazed at the growth that can occur.